Today, Facebook, embarrassed by its own report, the most viewed links on its platform now go to TikTok. Also, why creating videos outside TikTok could get your brand in trouble, a security breach with a popular two-factor authentication app, the new organic tweet that looks like an ad, and are high schools about to start teaching how to be a social media influencer? It's Friday, August 26th. I'm Todd Maffin. God help us all. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Participating in the next Lizzo challenge could end up costing you. In the wake of copyright issues and lawsuits, a recent piece by Insider.com today looks at the risks of brands jumping on TikTok sound trends. The energy drink company Bang Energy was recently found liable for using songs without a license in TikTok videos. Last year, Universal Music Group filed a lawsuit against Bang Energy, alleging the company had infringed on its copyrighted musical works across over 1,000 videos. Here's where things get a little tricky. Universal also alleged that Bang hired influencers who had used its songs to promote its energy drinks on their own TikTok accounts without paying to license the music. Last month, a judge ruled that Bang was liable for copyright infringement for using its songs on Bang's own accounts, but Bang was determined not responsible for the alleged copyright violations on influencers' accounts. Legal experts told Insider costs could reach up to $150,000 per song. The article noted that a steep fine could serve as a warning sign to brands trying to bypass social media licenses. And just so we're all clear here, we're not talking about the music in the TikTok audio library. That stuff is cleared, though you should know that if you're using music for commercial reasons, as you probably are, you are limited to a subset of that library. As long as your account is set to a business account, you'll automatically be on that smaller library. Now, here we're talking about uploading your own music or a video produced outside of the TikTok editor with music baked in. Quoting Insider.com, the lawsuit, along with a similar case filed by Sony Music, shows the music industry is cracking down on copyright violations as TikTok solidifies its place as a leader in social entertainment. The early days of companies blindly jumping into TikTok music trends are over. Brand managers must find smarter ways to break through on the app. Meta has released its latest widely viewed content report, which is designed to counter the impression that Facebook is a megaphone for fake news. But once again, the report shows that users are engaging with a lot of spam on the platform. It gets spicier, though. According to Meta, the most widely viewed link on the app in Q2 was TikTok.com. Ouch. Further, 5 of the 20 most popular links shared on Facebook were removed by the company due to various policy violations related to spam tactics and inauthentic behavior. This report is a little lopsided because link posts aren't surfaced much on the Facebook platform anymore. The company reported that 90% of content viewed in the US came from posts that didn't have a link to an external source, which I guess is a win for Facebook if it's a spammy link or a link spreading misinformation. But that also means if you're a brand or business trying to direct customers from the platform to your site, well, good luck. An important security alert: if you or your colleagues use the Authy app for two-factor authentication, the messaging giant Twilio has confirmed that a recent breach let hackers gain access to the app, which it owns. Following an investigation into a breach earlier this month where malicious actors obtained data from more than 100 of its customers, the company announced this week that the threat actor also gained access to the accounts of 93 individual Authy users and linked devices to those accounts. Consequently, the hackers could have obtained two-factor authentication codes generated by Authy for those 93 users. The company says it has identified and removed unauthorized devices from those affected and is advising users to review linked accounts for suspicious activity. Twilio is also recommending that users review all devices tied to their Authy accounts and disable Allow Multi-Device in the app to prevent new device additions. Well, as Mark Zuckerberg frets about Meta's popular links, Twitter is testing a new link feature that will benefit brands. Yesterday, the platform announced it's testing a new format with select publishing giants called Tweet Tiles. With Tweet Tiles, links will be prevented in new visual formats like larger images. There'll be videos included in these cards. You'll be able to vary the font you use, and there'll be more prominent CTAs. The new feature actually looks pretty similar to an ad, even though it's an organic post form. Quoting Twitter, When someone in our initial test group posts a tweet tile, people on iOS and web, who are part of this experiment, will automatically see the tweet tiles they post on the home timeline. Like tweet cards, tweet tiles render automatically when you paste a URL, unquote. The platform also noted that some followers might not see the feature, and if you retweet or share a tweet tile URL, it might not appear as it is still in testing.
So you've got a business, but what about a brand? The difference? More of you. Wix gives you the freedom to create your website, own your brand, and do it on your own, exactly how you envisioned it. Experience limitless customization. Boost your creativity and efficiency with AI tools for every part of your business journey. Scale up with built-in SEO, e-com, and scheduling features. Put more of you in your business. Go to Wix.com and do it all yourself.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
New data from the ad research firm WARC paints a grim picture for advertising next year, especially on social media. WARC published its ad spend projections for this year and next year, confirming the positive results agencies have seen so far with an increase in global ad spend of over 8%, but the projections indicate a much slower growth rate of only 2.5% for next year. WARC attributes the predicted slowdown to economic headwinds, but also points to, you guessed it, Apple's privacy changes as causing long-tail negative effects on social media platforms' growth. Specifically, social platforms are expected to lose about $40 billion in revenue opportunities between this year and next. Despite a 50% jump in 2021 and 10% growth this year, social media is predicted to grow just 5% in 2023. Digiday notes that this is the lowest growth forecast that WARC has ever issued for social media. So what's to blame? WARC predicts Facebook spend for 2023 to decrease by 8%, only partially offset by Instagram's 6% growth in spend. TikTok, however, is forecast to continue its meteoric growth, more than 40% growth expected next year. That said, that's actually a much slower pace than it did in the last 2 years, which had 140% growth in 2022 and 350% the year prior. And finally, in a number that seems, I don't know, uncomfortably high, 1 in 4 Gen Zs plan to become social media influencers. A new study has found that Gen Z males are more likely than females to believe that becoming a social media influencer is the only career choice, with half of the male respondents considering the path a good career choice. A quarter of the TikTok generation also thinks there should be social media influencer training in high school. On the brand side of things, 1 in 4 respondents said they trust influencer product reviews over page product reviews. The data comes from Higher Visibility survey of more than 1,000 Gen Zs. Pretty excited. This weekend is our city's agricultural fair. You know the kind. I don't mean like all agriculture. I mean, they've got rides and they've got mini donuts and hot dogs and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's been, what, like 2-3 years since we haven't been able to all gather together. Last year, they had kind of a half-assed version of it. COVID was still sort of around. So this one, apparently this year, is full-fledged. So definitely looking forward to it. That'll do it for the week. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of this Nunamik First Nation on Vancouver Island. Our associate producer is Sarah Gunn. Production coordinator is Sarah Guild. Podcast music licensing by Source Audio. Ad coordination by Red Circle. And not many people know this, but our theme composer, Mark Blevis, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning copywriter. Not really. You should see his ad copy. All caught up in the reverie. Every word is a symphony. Won't you believe me? I'm Todd Maffin. Have a restful weekend, friends. I'll see you on Monday. Southern fried with Dixie fried cheese, proper as a bell. And she'll kick 'em back like a lumberjack.
Jack and never kiss and tell. She got a southern twang and country slang with the sound her very own. She'll be home by a bed till the day she's dead with a will as hot as stone. She's a country girl, that southern pearl. Oh, baby, she's Dixie. She's Dixie. She's Dixie. That girl's
young. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.